Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Swanziger back on the show. John's the CEO of Manta, Manta.com, that great small business community that you know so much about and that I've certainly been telling you about for a long time, and he's here with some really interesting research. John Swanziger, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You're always welcome here. So what did you polled your audience, your communities, about artificial intelligence? What did they tell you?
It was interesting. In June, we surveyed about 1,800 small business owners, and we asked them different questions about AI, artificial intelligence, to kind of see, you know, what they thought about it, their familiarity with it. And really, the thing that stood out is almost half of them, 45%, really had no idea what AI was. And, you know, beyond that, I think the two areas that people who did know about AI think about are, one is autonomous cars. You know, your Uber, your Lyft driver is going to come pick you up, or without anybody in there, or Alexa. You know, Amazon has been heavily pushing this. If you watch any sporting event, there's been a ton of Amazon Alexa commercials. But really, beyond that, that's where it ended. And you know, for us, there's so many different uses that are already happening today in the small business world. You know, even if you look at two different companies that Watson has powered, you know, the Weather Channel, which they own, is one of them, which, you know, that was really the kind of the early.
Remind him who Watson is.
Watson is the artificial intelligence assistant that IBM created that is probably best known for two things. One, playing chess and beating a human in chess.
Right.
And the other is eventually winning Jeopardy.
Right.
Right. That's what everybody knows about Watson. But IBM also bought the Weather Channel, you know, years ago, and they use a lot of artificial intelligence to do modeling or to do things like turbulence on aircraft. But even now, someone like H&R Block, they put a Watson inside where they're using an artificial intelligence assistant to help you do your taxes. So it's really moving, and it's moving quickly.
Well, and all it does, it's just. A huge capacity of information with algorithms that say basically if this then that, and because it does it at like a million clicks per tenth of a second, or 10 million per tenth of a second, it eliminates all the non-answers and boils it down to the most probable one. That's really all it does.
Right.
It doesn't really know anything. It just knows how. It just knows how to eliminate the non-answers, right?
Exactly, and it looks at patterns. You know, things that you do, like, you know, if you're a small business owner, maybe you put in the same orders for equipment or merchandise over and over and over again. The changes depending on the season or how much business, you know, how much demand you have, whatever. Those types of things that you're doing every day, artificial intelligence is perfectly designed for, because they can just look at your history. If you fed in every order, you know, say you're a machine shop and you fed in every order over the last 5 years that you put in, and when it happened, and also what your business looked like, your receipts coming in, AI could determine almost flawlessly how you should order before you even do it.
Yeah.
You know, for certain months, for certain high periods. That's the real practical use of it. But a lot of people, especially in the small business community, don't see it that way. It's more of a mysterious technology that, you know, is in some science fiction movie.
That's exactly, and that's where I think the big problem is going to be coming in, and that's one of the things that I've been talking about a lot, John. To take your idea and go just a little bit further with it. So if your purchasing person has been ordering the same product for 5 years, as John said, and you've got artificial intelligence helping you make decisions, one day that person is going to reach over and push the button to order that product, and it's going to be grayed out on the screen because artificial intelligence is going to say, you're not selling as much of this anymore like you think you are. So we're not going to let you buy it right now.
That's right. Yeah.
And so, and that's some real small business tech capability. That if it's not already available, it's going to be in the day after tomorrow, John, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. I mean, and even things like, you know, you can use in your home. Nest is another example. Anybody who has a Nest thermostat, you know, not only can you turn the temperature up or turn the air conditioning up or whatever you want to do, you can do it from your phone.
Right.
But it actually learns your pattern.
I have one of those on my phone for my office. Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break. John Swanziger is our guest. He's with Manta.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.